I am speaking with Howard Brown, who is Director of Nutrient Management and Environmental Stewardship for GrowMark. And, well, that's what we're going to talk about, Howard. Planting pretty much over for corn at this point nationwide. Soybeans getting caught up. But let's talk a little bit about nutrient management this year, because every year is different. And this year we might be looking at, especially from last year's record crop, some depletion of nutrients maybe from the soils. People didn't get their nutrient management done pre-plant. What are some of the recommendations you're making right now for growers as planting has pretty much concluded at this point and as far as nutrient management is concerned?
Well, Cindy, I think it's great to be in agriculture, because in agriculture we start new every year. Now, as far as this year, what's different? Last year's crop did a great job from the standpoint of harvest yield for most farmers. At the same time, it did a great job for harvesting nutrients. And we would say that last year in July and August, there's very little residual nitrogen left in the profile, if everything was kind of normal, if you want to think of it that way. And so as a result, coming around to this spring, we had a little bit of cool weather. I would say farmers that didn't broadcast a nitrogen source for corn probably had the corn look a little light color green, maybe saw some different colors out there from the standpoint of some of the farmer practices, maybe some traffic patterns, maybe some fertilizer applications from years past. And that's a result of the lack of that residual nitrogen. Same thing for soybeans. As I've been driving around here, at least in the Midwest, north of Champaign up to Kankakee, light-colored soybeans. And as a result of that, I think we have to keep in mind that the light color tells us that probably that residual nitrogen that used to get those beans jump-started probably is not there as a result of last year's crop. So probably see a little nitrogen response early. We don't know if that's going to be harvest yield related, but we'll probably see a little response if somebody put a little nitrogen on early.
Well, of course, when we talk about nutrient management and nitrogen application and that kind of thing, you're not necessarily talking about applying more as much as applying smarter, right?
Well, you know, it's all about mom. And if we would embrace that philosophy, you know, we'd all be better off. Because when you think about mom, it's warm, loving, selfless, caring, nurturing. And that's really what we want people to think about agriculture. And in agriculture's mom, it's minimize environmental impacts by optimizing harvest yield and maximizing input utilization. So it isn't about putting more on. That's not at all, because that's input cost expense. And in addition to that, we have other things to worry about too, such as environmental risk. So if we look at it from the standpoint of what we're going to do, it's better look at it for utilization. So if we can maximize utilization, we minimize environmental impact, and we optimize harvest yield.
And so you advocate in a lot of ways spreading the risk, just like you do, you know, with finances, I guess. So explain how you spread the risk when it comes to nutrient management.
Well, if we look at an analogy, if we could go that way, a farmer selling his grain, if he knew the highest price, he'd sell all his grain at one time. But we normally don't know that, so we look at how the season is progressing, and we look at high prices, and we sell a little grain each time we think the price is good. Well, in the end, you have a good average price. Same thing with nitrogen. If you would tell me when it's going to rain, I could pretty much tell you the day you could put all your nitrogen on. However, if you can't do that, I want to hedge my environmental risk by putting a little nitrogen on early, because it may not rain after I put my nitrogen on. It may not rain till August, like in 1988. If you don't tell me when it's going to rain, I'll probably put some on pre-plant broadcast to get the crop up and going, like a starter fertilizer. And again, if you don't tell me when it's going to rain, I'm going to put some nitrogen on late. And the reason I'm going to put it on late, because all my good intentions, I could have a wet April and May, and I could lose a lot of my nitrogen anyway. So I want a little bit of nitrogen to get that crop going into the fill period and give it the best chance of possible to optimize its yield.
Well, Howard, we talked a couple of years ago is when the NWatch program started, and you were behind that. And I wanted to get an update on that. Tell us a little bit about the NWatch program and how it helps farmers and where you're at with that right now.
Well, I'm so glad you asked. NWatch is alive and well. Currently, we are looking at over 900 sites from Nebraska to southern Ontario, where farmers, one way or another, are tracking plant-available nitrogen over time. And it's what we're doing with NWatch. It's not a recommendation system. We're not replacing anything. It is not a license to put on variable rate technology. Frankly, I think we really don't have all the information we need to do that very well. What it is, it's a management tool that helps a farmer see what's in the soil from the standpoint of nitrates and ammonium over time at just one point. Now, the purpose of this is really to help the farmer understand the nitrogen cycle better. You know, when we put on nitrogen, what forms it in when we go into the winter? What's remaining after we come out of the winter? Did my stabilizers do what they're supposed to do? What kind of residual nitrogen do I have when the corn is 6 inches tall? Do I have enough? And then probably another reason we should use it is if we have a lot of residual nitrogen at harvest time, what a wonderful way to help consider the economics of using a cover crop is to capture that residual nitrogen. Those people that are interested to know more about NWatch, all they have to do is to go to www.nwatchonline.com or visit the Illinois CBMP webpage, where we posted a new tool called the Sentinel Site Program, where everyone has a chance to see a lot of these Sentinel sites across the Illinois area, compliments of the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices and the Nutrient Research and Education Council.
Well, as we look at the regulations that are being put in place all the time on farmers, how does being proactive and using the nutrient management tools that are out there help farmers when it comes to having to deal with regulations that might impact their operations?
Now, Cindy, I see the tools such as the nitrogen management system, NWatch, the MOM philosophy. I see those as taking ownership of nutrient management, and it's not a question of keeping ahead of regulation. I think it's to make regulation obsolete. Because regulation is there because there's people out there that think that we probably need to do a better job than what we are. If we actually could do a better job and show them that we're doing a better job the best we possibly can with the science that we currently have, I really think that the people would quit focusing so much on trying to mandate what we should do. And really, we all move forward. And that's what it's all about. I think there's a lot of people out there that just don't fully understand what agriculture is doing. And I think we need time that we bring it to the forefront and talk a lot more about MOM with them so that they fully understand that we are vested and we are good stewards of the land.
Well, excellent. As you're driving around, Howard, how do the crops look? What are you seeing as you're driving around?
Well, I think the color of the crop is probably in very close relationship to the roller coaster of weather we've had. We've had the high temps and a lot of low temps. And when we talk about low temperatures, a lot of times we can associate that, though. It's a little slower root growth than what we anticipate. And the corn, for the most part, is at or soon passing through in many areas that critical stage where the size of that little root system that's going to support the plant the rest of its life is starting to reflect in the upper parts of the plant. So if it was a little small because of the cold weather, we're seeing that light-colored or that yellowish-green color, maybe a little purple as a result of lack of nutrients. But the corn's fine. The plants look healthy. They're going to recover, I'd say, in the next 7 to 10 days north, but between Champaign and Kankakee, the corn's going to be dark green, and it's going to be growing on a daily basis. So there are some fields that probably got a little slower start. There's some herbicide, residual herbicide injury, I would suspect, in some fields. But overall, I think we're off to a pretty good start for the most part.
Well, thank you very much. That is, again, Dr. Howard Brown with GrowMark, and I'm Cindy Zimmerman.